Welcome back to the Arkansas Weekly Podcast. Today we are joined with Brooke Skinner, Haley Jones, Braden Kirkland, and MJ Alfamonti.
Today we will be talking about the events of the Little Rock Nine and the hardships faced at Integrate Central High School. The media played a huge role in reporting integration and segregation during this time.
The media has a lasting impact on segregation and how it is viewed. Reporters can convey true or false evidence that could educate or deceive this reader. With the topic of segregation and integration, the media can sway a reader's thoughts due to bias shared in their news.
Concerning the integration of Central, the media served to illuminate events, but also provided an inaccurate and incomplete picture of events.
As previously stated, the media can portray an accurate view of segregation and integration that can illuminate the event. This means that the media or the news could portray the correct evidence that can help educate based on what happened with the Little Rock Nine or segregation.
In the picture in Little Rock Girl 1957, the image of Alex Wilson being viciously attacked was said to have caused President Dwight to send troops to Little Rock, Arkansas, to help the African Americans, better known as the Little Rock Nine, get to school safely. The text states, Count's photo of Alex Wilson being brutally attacked is said to have prompted President Dwight Eisenhower to send troops to Little Rock, Arkansas.
This evidence shows how the media portrayed a true image of what was happening in Little Rock, with evidence that educated the reader and showed a very true aspect as to what was going on.
In a mighty long way, the federal court stated that no further integration is possible before the forcible integration of blacks and whites, African Americans and whites in Central High School. This quote from the text shows that the Little Rock Nine would be able to go to Central High School.
This evidence shows how the media brings light to what happened in Little Rock and how the government responds to it all in a correct and unbiased manner.
The media can portray an inaccurate view of race mixing and segregation that can show an incomplete picture of the event. Also, this could mean that the segregationists or the media could show false statements to the world.
In front of Little Rock High School, a sign says school closed by the government. This means that the government had closed down Central High School that day because of everything going on with the Little Rock Nine and FOBIS with the Arkansas government. In the book Little Rock Girl, the author states, for Central High School students, read a misspelled sign near their school. Little Rock High Schools were closed by the governor, not by the federal government.
This evidence shows how the poster outside of the school that represents the news source portrayed an inaccurate view on why the school closed down when it was actually closed down by the governor, not the government.
In September 1958, Arkansas citizens voted 19,470 of 7,561 to oppose integration. The schools remained closed. This sentence from Little Rock Girl, 1957, states that the government is not going to let the African Americans go to school, but will let 2,000 white students go.
The evidence does not bring to light what actually happened with the Nine. What actually happens was that the Little Rock Nine fought to get themselves an education, so therefore it's incomplete.
With the integration of Central High School, the media served to educate or fool readers / listeners.
With the evidence portrayed, the media can either make or break an event, changing what people think about the situation.
Closing down on this subject, integration, into Central High School, and from this, of course, the media has played big roles into integration because they could have stated true or false evidence about the Little Rock Nine because of this false information. The overall conflict just got worse.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope to see you next time.